Some of the cheering among golf fans this weekend is expected to be for a group of stars that has been dubbed the Big Four, but not by commentator Frank DeFord.
Who is responsible for this inflated enunciation? Why is this year's mere lead quartet on the links suddenly big? Who decreed this? Why a Big Four now? I don't think there's ever before been a Big Four anywhere. Big threes, oh yes, big threes are traditional, going all the way back to the 19th century when Yale, Princeton, and Harvard were certified the Big Three of college football. Golf itself had a genuine titled Big Three, Palmer, Nicklaus, and Player. But Woods, Singh, Els, and Mickelson? Big Four? Sounds more like a law firm dealing in personal injury. In fact, what we still have is four, a forced four. Tiger Woods has won more majors by himself, eight, than the other three guys put together. Big Four, my mashie. No, at such hype, we are not amused. Look, if you're going to have fours in sport, you're supposed to do teammates. The four horsemen of Notre Dame lore, Schrulldryer, Miller, Leyden, and Crowley. Or the four musketeers of tennis, Cochet, Lacoste, Barocha, and Brugnon. Or the fearsome foursome of the L.A. Rams, Rosie, Lamar, Deacon, and Merlin. Those are the names, my friends, of genuine one, two, three, fours. But then, sports can never get enough of big. Sport is big on big. The big leagues quickly became a synonym for the major leagues, and soon enough then just the bigs. That is the big wheel, the big top for big shots. And colleges, oh, colleges really can't help themselves. The Big 12, the Big 10, so big it's really 11. The Big Sky, the Big East, the Big West, the Big South. The Big South featuring such humongous athletic monsters as Big Coastal Carolina and Big Winthrop. Individual players, though, are rarely called big. After all, nowadays, when just about everybody in sports stands 6 feet 10 and weighs 320, then everybody is big, so nobody is big. In fact, now when a personal reference is made to somebody being big, it probably hints he's steroid big. When Big Mouth sports scribes say a game is a biggie, I get troubled, etymology-wise. A biggie should be a biggin or a big most or a big fest, right? Not a biggie. We are not amused. Or I would suggest that that's really what we have in golf now. Okay, so young Tiger has had a bit of a walkabout and got himself all mushy and married, but he is still the big one. Until further notice, Messrs. Singh, Els, and Mickelson will remain the biggie three.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, or as we like to call him, the Big One. His newest book is The Old Ball Game, about baseball in America at the start of the 20th century. Frank joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.